Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. So, turns out Google Drive changed the default permissions a few days back, and I didn't notice. So, if you've been trying to access the links documents and been getting rejected, they should be working again. Sorry for the inconvenience and for being a little bit late on this episode. Let's get to the news. House Democrats came out with their next stimulus bill, and it does not include recurring payments. It includes another one-time $1,200 check instead. It's unclear what the reason is for this, as basic income certainly seems to have plenty of support. Possibly Pelosi feels that more time is needed to shore up support on both sides of the aisle for recurring payments before making a move on it. I might agree with that. The Republicans are staunchly opposed to this bill either way, so I don't expect it to pass anytime soon or in its current form. We must use this time to turn the perception of Republican legislators before basic income does appear in a bill. Best case scenario would be that Republicans introduce it first. Our case is only going to get more compelling as lockdown orders are lifted and Republican lawmakers see firsthand that the economy continues to suffer and the stock market drops again in response, which we know is what they really care about. Matt had his interview with Tim Ryan, and my impression from it was that Tim Ryan really understands the importance of basic income, not yet a UBI, but a basic income, and he is passionate about helping middle and lower class workers. Specifically, he understands that ongoing payments are vital to relieve mental stress, restore consumer confidence, and revitalize the economy, and he's going to fight for it. That said, just being realistic, the Dems will not convince Republicans to support this. Partisan tribalism is too entrenched. In practice, our legislators are not adults debating the best policies for the country. They are children fighting over whose clubhouse is cooler. Republicans will refuse to accept the Democrats' basic income simply because it is the Democrats suggesting it. Same as they rejected the Affordable Care Act when Obama and the Dems pushed for it, despite the fact that it was developed by a Republican think tank and successfully enacted in Mitt Romney's home state. It's going to be up to us to convince the Republican House and Senate, and James Treacle has shown us the way. We need to convince them that recurring payments directly to the people are vital for restoring consumer confidence, which is necessary to revive the economy, that it will disproportionately benefit rural areas, and that they need to create their own version, like a negative income tax or UBI with welfare replacement, or replacing the unemployment bonus so that the unemployed won't make more than the employed. Or maybe, since the Dems are rallying around means testing, the Republicans should outflank them with full universality. While they won't adopt whatever the Dems are pushing, we can get them fighting for their own incarnation of UBI. They can say their plan is superior and the resulting competition will drive them to one-up each other and produce something in the middle. Treacle calls this a policy arms race. As long as each side is bought into recurring, unconditional payments for the people, it will be a huge step toward UBI and a huge help during the crisis. We obviously need to lean into framing UBI around Republican values, economic growth, entrepreneurship, jobs, customers, revitalizing rural areas, cutting bureaucracy and government control, giving power and freedom to the people, etc. I would say we need to lean into the history as well. Remind them that Milton Friedman championed the negative income tax as a solution to poverty, welfare, and other economic perversions. Remind them that this is a Nixon idea and an Alaskan policy. It's Republican heritage. Where Republicans in the 70s fell a bit short, this is their chance to push it through and enshrine themselves as the leaders who enabled the next age of prosperity, bringing rural towns back from the brink, weakening the growing monopoly of big cities, ushering in a wave of entrepreneurship never before seen, clearing away the perverse welfare state. This is their legacy, and with the people overwhelmingly supporting direct, recurring payments, it is also the key to winning their elections. Start messaging, calling, and writing McConnell, Trump, and other influential Republicans. Plant these seeds in their minds. Show them they can be the next heroes of the Republic and achieve changes they've been fighting for years. Suggest that the Democrats and the crisis have given them the perfect opportunity to outflank the opposition. This is how we get UBI, gang. William Martinez has started a petition urging Biden and the DNC to officially endorse UBI. Follow the link below to sign on. Thanks to OpenTable, we now have data to back up our suspicions on consumer behavior. In the states that have reopened their restaurants, OpenTable's data shows that customers are only filling them to about 10% capacity. This should be no surprise, as consumption in general was falling off a cliff even before the lockdowns began, due to fear of the virus and uncertain finances. Over 90% of Americans had self-quarantined before their state lockdowns forced their hand. The lockdowns did not cause the economy to collapse, and lifting the lockdowns will not revive the economy. Only restoring consumer confidence with safety and reliable income will get us out of this. But we can't bail out the people, or the money printing will cause hyperinflation, right? Not. We have some new data on this from the Consumer Price Index. So far, the government has printed trillions of dollars to pump into the economy. So how much inflation has there been? Negative. Core prices across the country, excluding the volatile industries of food and energy, have dropped, and dropped by the most since 1957. We're not experiencing inflation. We are experiencing deflation, which is actually scarier. While inflation undercuts the value of money, deflation takes it away altogether, as this occurs when consumption can't support production, which causes layoffs and price drops, which reduce consumption even further, and declining prices incentivizes people to hoard their money, as their money will go further the longer they wait to spend it, which drives consumption down even more, which causes more layoffs, and so on. And the only way to stop it is for the government to step in and shore up consumption. And the most effective way to do that? UBI. Just like with the myth of the economy bouncing back on its own, Republican lawmakers need to face facts that the deficit is no concern right now. In this case, government spending is how you maintain the value of the dollar and revive the economy. Make that case. Twitter user ThisIsMySim is conducting a poll on whether you would keep working if you were getting a $2,000 per month UBI. So far, 54% would keep their current job, 31% would start their own business, 12% would do something else, and less than 4% would stop working altogether. I fall into the other category because I'd probably be doing this podcast and other volunteer efforts. The comments are also filled with what people would do, making it a good thread, probably worth bookmarking, to show people who think everyone would be lazy bums. Follow the link below and add your 2 cents. Our allies across the pond have been doing an excellent job growing support for UBI pilots in numerous cities in the UK, and their efforts have hit a new milestone in Brighton and Hove, where the city council is now required to hold a debate on whether to enact a UBI pilot. Fantastic work, UK gang. The article below details this and the other areas now considering UBI, as well as giving a good overview of UBI's benefits and a step-by-step guide to achieving a UBI pilot in any city of the UK. Pretty cool stuff. And finally, circling back around to this one because I missed it when it aired, Yang visited Damon John on his podcast, Power Talks, and discussed how people can stay productive and fulfilled during the lockdown. More or less, the advice is to stay active and try to do something every day to help someone else. Of course, none of us need to worry about that because we're doing something every day to help everybody else by promoting UBI. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Check out the Biden UBI petition, bookmark the restaurant, quarantine, and deflation data to aid in convincing lawmakers and others of the need for economic stimulus, participate in and bookmark the UBI Twitter poll, visit bailoutthepeople.com and take action, call the Congressional Switchboard to send the most effective message you can to your representatives, help recruit burners and others to the cause and get everyone to sign the petition and join the UBI movement, flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters, but particularly 5 calls a day, using the Resist Bot or Income Movement as easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.